Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for a stroll or outdoor activities. Meanwhile, in Haifa, expect a gentle breeze with similar conditions. Here are today's headlines. First, former IDF intelligence chief Tamir Hyman warns that U.S. support for Israel is collapsing. He shared these thoughts earlier this hour at the Ynet Yedioth Ahronoth National Security Conference. Also, Naftali Bennett announced he will declare Qatar an enemy state in the next government. He accuses Qatar of funding Hamas and spreading anti-Semitic messages. This came in just minutes ago from Walla. Also this hour, the Israeli cabinet has given initial approval for an international force in Gaza. Around 200 troops will operate in humanitarian zones upon approval from top Israeli officials. That's according to the Times of Israel. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu will travel to Washington, D.C. He plans to meet President Trump and attend Senator Graham's funeral, as reported by I-24 News earlier today. And finally, Netanyahu criticizes NYC mayor's comments as hate speech. He links the remarks to a recent attack on a Jewish person. This was reported by JNS earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs posted just minutes ago. They suggest a new security partnership is forming between Egypt, Turkey, and Pakistan. Analyst Yoni Ben-Menachem warns this could become a major military bloc if trends continue. The Israel Foreign Ministry posted recently. They accuse Amnesty of being a propaganda machine with corrupt practices. The ministry highlights whistleblower claims and calls out Amnesty's alleged anti-Israel bias. Ynet Global reported earlier today. Bennett reiterated his stance on Qatar, accusing them of funding Iran's Revolutionary Guards. He aims to classify Qatar as an enemy state if he returns to leadership. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the warning from Tamir Hyman. The former IDF intelligence chief expressed concern over shifting U.S. attitudes toward Israel. Speaking at the National Security Conference, he highlighted that diminishing U.S. support could weaken Israel's strategic position. This signals a need for Israel to reassess its alliances and defense strategies. Turning to Naftali Bennett's announcement, Bennett, chairman of the Together Party, stated his intent to declare Qatar an enemy state. He claims Qatar's support for Hamas and anti-Semitic rhetoric poses a direct threat to Israel. This move could further strain diplomatic relations with Qatar and impact regional dynamics. Meanwhile, the cabinet's approval for an international force in Gaza marks a significant development. The Times of Israel reports that this force aims to ensure humanitarian aid reaches those in need. This decision reflects ongoing efforts to balance security with humanitarian concerns in the volatile region. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu's trip to Washington comes at a crucial time. I-24 News notes that discussions with Trump will cover pressing bilateral issues. This visit underscores the importance of U.S.-Israel relations amid regional tensions. Finally, Netanyahu's comments on NYC mayor's rhetoric come in light of recent violence. JNS reports that Netanyahu draws a line from anti-Israel speech to real-world attacks. This highlights the potential dangers of inflammatory rhetoric on public safety and international relations. On the economic front, first, Microchip has acquired Israeli AI chip company Halo in a rescue deal. This acquisition expands Microchip's edge AI portfolio amid Halo's financial challenges, as reported by CTEC. Separately, Middle East expert Dr. Michal Yari criticizes Trump's approach to normalization with Saudi Arabia. Globes reports that linking it to a nuclear agreement seems coercive and may hinder diplomatic progress. And finally, European defense manufacturers announced a new missile interceptor project. Encouraged by the Netherlands and France, this could challenge Israeli defense products in the market, according to Walla Business. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.